Podcast.
The Savior.
The Savior. Podcast. The Savior has arrived.
Yeah, we have. It's really quite interesting how he explains the evidence to support this conclusion. So what he says isn't, here's my story, just believe me. He presents the scientific evidence, and not just the scientific evidence, but he dovetails it with the religious information to show that there's distinct stages that occur that you can correlate the scientific stage of the migration of humans with the religious account and what we find. And so the question of Adam is where did he come from? And so if you have these creatures before that were human-like, where does Adam fit into that? And did he have parents? And were his parents humans? And so the Imam clearly, he lays this all out in the book, and he shows that Adam did have parents. He had a mother and he had a father, but they weren't like him. They were like him physically, but they didn't have the same soul that he had. So he also speaks of these spirits that all living creatures have, and what distinguishes the human, the first of the humans being Adam. And so you have these animal spirits that he says either three sides of one spirit or three spirits that all animals have: the spirit of life, the spirit of power, and the spirit of lust. And these allow an animal to adapt and thrive in this environment. So all animals have that. But what distinguishes the human being is the spirit of faith. And then what distinguishes the prophets is the spirit, the Holy Spirit. And so what Adam had that distinguished him was the spirit of faith and the Holy Spirit. And so that's what a human being has, and every human being can have those five spirits. But unfortunately, as he says in the book, most human beings, or many human beings, lose this opportunity as if they threw away this key and they reverted back to the level of the animals, as it says in the Quran in many places in different ways, be as apes despised. And he explains how this was misunderstood and how it was misinterpreted and misapplied and what that really means, the idea of reverting back to the level of an ape or a pig. And the Imam alayhi salam says that you can actually be worse than that, the right level of a worm, the level of the lowest of the animal kingdom, in which you're simply just holes, a hole for food, a hole for excrement, and a hole for reproduction. And so human beings have this potential to achieve this greatness, to be, as the Bible says, in the image of God, created in the image of God. And that image of God isn't a physical image, because God is not a physical being.
Right.
But it's these characteristics, these names of God, that the human being can achieve this greatness in this world, and that there is no unfairness in this creation, and that we're created with all of these abilities, and yet, unfortunately, so many people toss all of this aside just to revert back to the level of an animal. And so he speaks about this world of Dhar, this which is a world of souls, and he gives in the Quran the verses that speak of the creation of man, and he shows that the creation of man, it speaks of the seven heavens, the layers, seven layers, and it speaks about creating us from, causing us to grow from the earth as a plant. And so it's very interesting how he explains this, because you have this soul, and you have these seven heavens, seven layers of heaven, and that the earth is the lowest, and it's in the first heaven. And the first heaven is divided into two parts. The lowest part is the physical heaven, which is this world of material. And then the second part, the higher part, is the heaven of the souls. And this is all in the first heaven. And in the second heaven, it's the heaven of the spirit. And so for the spirit to connect with the physical world, there's this interface, a way for the spirit to connect to the physical body. And it does that through the soul. And the first soul is the soul of Adam. And then from that soul came its mate. And then from that, from those two, came all other souls. And so this is a junction between the first heaven and the second heaven, the kingdom of heaven. And you have this world of souls, the world of Var, where this test, and you have this paradise of Adam. And he explains that most religious people think the paradise of Adam was on this earth. But he clearly shows, and he lays out the evidence for this in the book, that the paradise of Adam was not on this earth. The paradise of Adam was in the world of souls, that Adam and Eve were souls. They weren't in physical bodies in this paradise. And he clearly shows the distinction, including that when they sinned or erred and they ate from the tree of knowledge, that their nakedness became apparent to them. And the Quran clearly speaks about the best of clothing is the clothing of piety. And he explains this right. All in the book. It's very worth reading. But he also explains something interesting with the Quran verse, that we were caused to grow from the earth as a plant. And he talks about this, and I didn't really even catch this, I don't think, before what he was speaking about. But anybody that's grown plants, when you grow a plant, you have a seed, right? And the seed is essentially DNA. And from this DNA, you get this germination of this plant. And The first part that comes out of the plant isn't like what later comes. So you get these two leaves usually, and those leaves don't look like the later leaves, which is very interesting, because it's like those two leaves you could think of as the father and mother of Adam. Right. And then from those leaves come the more developed forms that all come down the road, but it comes in stages. And so you have this father and mother of Adam, and you have the first soul, the first human soul in a body of Adam, and you have Eve, whose soul comes from his soul, but her body doesn't come from his body. And he gives a very good genetic explanation of this and the importance of this, because many people ask about, well, where did the, if you have Adam and Eve, and you have the sons of Adam and Eve, and who did they marry? And this is this is a very important part of the book, because most religious scholars seem to always pretty reluctantly speak of Adam's sons marrying Adam's daughters. But the Imam clearly explains that this isn't so. That you have these souls connecting to bodies, the first of which was Adam. But these weren't brothers marrying sisters. These were the sons of Adam marrying women that were connected, like the soul of Adam was connected to a body, that once this once the human body and mind developed to such a stage that it could accept the human soul, then there were others too, and then they connected, and that's who the sons of Adam married. And he gives really amazing scientific information to show that this idea of incest is something that's built into our genes as something that's prevented. It's something that basically will cause a lineage to become extinct, those people who
right.
engage in this, because this is something that before humans and other animals as well, that this is a part of natural selection and evolution, and it's well known in the animal kingdom.
Podcast.
The Savior.
Podcast. The Savior has arrived.